You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Shares of 197 Communication, the parent firm of Paytm, rose 5% to touch the upper circuit of Rs. 449.50 from the previous close of Rs. 428.10. However, the shares came off the highs to Rs. 427.90. The surge in the company's shares comes after Vijay Shekhar Sharma stepped down from the position of chairman. OCL, 197 Communications Limited, withdraws its nominee from the Paytm Payments Bank board, and Vijay Shekhar Sharma stepped down as a part-time non-executive chairman and board member. PPBL's future business to be led by a reconstituted board, the company said in an exchange filing on February 26th. However, Mercury took a different stance and gave an underperformed rating with a target price of Rs. 275 per equity share. Next up, Platinum Industries set their IPO price band at Rs. 162 to 171 per equity share to raise 235.32 by offering 1.3 crore shares. The company will open the bid of subscription to retail investors on February 27th and close on February 29th. A retail investor will have to bid for a minimum of 87 shares, aggregating to Rs. 14,877. Platinum's shares will be listed on both NSE and BSE. The company offered 4.1 million shares to raise Rs. 70.59 crore from anchor investors. The company will be using the raised net proceeds to invest in subsidiary for financing the capital expenditure requirements, funding, working capital expenditure requirements, and other general corporate purposes. Additionally, JSW Neo Energy Limited, a wholly owned subsidiary of JSW Energy Limited, on Tuesday announced that it has received a letter of award, LOA, from ISTS Connected Solar Capacity of 700 MW from SJVN Limited. The company received the order against tariff-based competitive bid invited for setting up a 1,500 MW ISTS Connected Solar Power projects. Following the award of 700 MW capacity from SJVN Limited, the company's total locked-in capacity increased to 11.0 GW, comprising 1.4 GW of solar capacity. The project is required to supply power of full contracted capacity within 24 months from the effective date of PPA. The company expects to have 9.8 gigawatt of operational generation capacity by current year 2024, up from the current operational capacity of 7.2 gigawatt. Let's talk market. Exicom Telesystems IPO will open for bidding to retail investors on February 27th. The IPO will raise Rs. 439 crore. The issue has both fresh issue as well as offer for sale. The issue will close for subscription on February 29th. The price band for the IPO has been set at Rs. 135 to 142 per equity share. The company's shares were seeing a premium of nearly 120% in the grey market. It is an unofficial market where shares of the company are traded illegally before listing. The company offers 2.32 crore shares through fresh issue and 0.7 crore shares through offer on sale. The shares of the company will be listed on both the bourses, NSE and BSE. In other news, Air India is set to expand its ultra-long-haul flight services, primarily targeting US cities, as it enhances its aircraft fleet with additional A350s and B777s. Sources reveal the Tata Group-owned airline, amidst operational consolidation and the proposed merger of Vistara, aims to introduce direct flights from Indian cities to Seattle, Los Angeles, and Dallas. Currently, Air India is the exclusive Indian carrier offering services to the US, with flights to Washington, New York, Newark, San Francisco, and Chicago. Plans indicate that the airline is eyeing the winter schedule of 2024-25 for the commencement of flights to Seattle, Los Angeles, and Dallas, with A350s likely serving Seattle and B777s for Los Angeles and Dallas routes. Moreover, Mahanagar Gas Limited, MGL, on Tuesday announced that it has entered into Shareholders Agreement, SHA, with 3 EV Industries Private Limited to acquire 30.97% shareholding in the company. We wish to inform that subsequent to execution of Share Subscription Agreement, SSA, Mahanagar Gas Limited has entered into Shareholders Agreement, SHA, with 3 EV Industries Private Limited, 3 EV, founders, promoters and other shareholders of 3 EV. To acquire 30.97% shareholding in 3 EV, it said in a regulatory filing. It further added that the agreement has been entered for acquiring 30.7% shareholding and voting rights in 3 EV through equity instruments. Mahanagar Gas also informed of the issue of 18,343 equity instruments for a total consideration of Rs. 96 crore. Lastly, let's take a look at how the stocks performed today. The benchmark equity indices ended Tuesday's trading session in the positive territory. The NSE Nifty 50 gained 76.30 points, or 0.34% to settle at 21,198.35, while the BSE Sensex jumped 305.08 points, or 0.42%, to 73,095.22. The broader indices ended in positive territory, with gain led by large cap and small cap stocks. Bank Nifty Index ended marginally higher by 11.25 points, or 0.02%, to settle at 46,588.05. Realty and auto stocks outperformed among the other sectoral indices, while media and PSU bank stocks shed. TCS, Tata Motors, IndusInd Bank, and Power Grid are the top gainers on NSE Nifty 50, whereas top losers include Bajaj Finance, Hero MotoCorp, Divi's Lab, UPL, and State Bank of India. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.